Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Oh, I'm just stretched out. I just got to match on my dating app. I look at it like once
a
day.
Who is it?
I don't know.
What she look like? You want to put her on camera?
No, God, no. But when the show's over, I usually go through it. And I go through it usually once in the evening, too. But yeah, look at that. Got a match. I really don't get a lot of matches. Maybe I don't pick. I don't know.
Maybe you don't pick what?
What?
Maybe you don't pick.
Maybe I don't pick enough people.
Oh.
And I don't even really read. Morgan number two, is it annoying whenever, because I really don't even message people that much. I'll match and then just be like, oh, that's cool. It's like I won that one.
Yes, it's annoying. That happens to me all the time. And I'll be like, I'm not going to message him first. So we're just going to sit here and we're going to be matched. And that's going to be what it is.
Yeah. I don't really match people. I match, but I don't really message them. Maybe that's why I'm not
going. Fun game.
I know. It's a terrible game. Welcome to the post-show, pre-show. The show's over. We just turned the mics up and continue talking about some stuff. Did you guys get the email from our boss in New York about iHeartRadio Music Festival?
Yeah.
The official invitation or who just got added to it?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
So, it's actually going to be pretty cool. It's always pretty cool, but they just added Backstreet Boys to iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Oh, awesome.
So, it's Alicia Keys, Cage the Elephant, Camila Cabello, Chance the Rapper, Def Leppard, Halsey, Heart, French Montana, Her. I'm pumped about Hootie and the Blowfish playing it now.
Yeah.
Because they got added. Marshmello, Miley Cyrus, Mumford & Sons, Tim McGraw, Zach Brown Band, and Steve Aoki.
Woo!
So, that is September 20th to 21st.
Def Leppard, dude.
Okay, of all of them, who are you most excited to see? I'm going to go Hootie.
Well, that's going to be good.
Yeah, because they're only, everybody plays for like 15 minutes, so they're just going to play the hits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to go to a Hootie and Bare Naked Ladies show, hopefully this summer at some point.
They're going to go to all of them.
The only days we had off, I looked, and they were either West Coast or not playing.
Mm.
I have a job.
Yeah, I get it.
Amy, pick one of the artists you're excited to see of that.
Okay, Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Eddie?
Yeah, dude, I said it. Def Leppard. I mean, I don't know, this maybe come off bad, but I'm just excited to do one arm. Like, I know the guy, the drummer for Def Leppard only has one arm, but I've never seen that in person.
Never seen what in person?
Him play the drums with one arm. It's super skill. Amy, I don't know if you know this or Lunchbox, but he has one arm and he uses his feet to hit all the other drums and his right arm.
Amazing.
He's in a car accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Zach Brown Band.
And I love them too, but I've seen them a bunch.
Yeah. I haven't seen them that often.
For me, it's kind of cool to see people you would never see.
Right.
But that's cool. Morgan, number two?
Definitely Halsey. I haven't seen her yet.
I thought you were going to say Def Leppard.
Definitely Halsey.
I think all their hits were done before she was born.
That's true. Yeah. But she knows them, right?
When you hear Def Leppard, Morgan, number two, what do you think?
I know they're a rock band.
Yeah.
Can't name a song off the top of my
head. Pour some sugar on.
Okay, I know that one. Any others?
Eddie, why are you shaking your head?
Because, I mean, how does she not know Pour Some Sugar on Me?
I just said I know that one.
Okay. And Rocket.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that
one. Oh, dude.
Man, I'm looking at a picture of Def Leppard for the first time I've ever seen them.
Yeah, well, they just look like a rock. But they're older now.
Yeah, they're older now.
They look like, find an old picture of them and do the face, old face to them. And
that's what they would look like.
And see if that's really how they look now. I saw someone do the old face to an old picture of Betty White from when she was like 25.
Yeah.
And she looks. It looks pretty close to what Betty White looks like now.
So the app kind of works?
Yeah. Other than the Russians that have all your information now.
Right.
Hey, Morgan, number two, hop over on these microphones. Let's try this again. Right. I'll interview you about something. Okay. But they fixed they've just changed some of the settings on our lav mics as we're breaking new ground in radio studios. Go ahead and put that on you. The goal would be, and we'll keep the audio down until it gets on. The goal would be for it to almost sound like you're talking in this mic, but to be able to use both hands. Okay. We feel pretty good about it? Go ahead and turn it up. How you doing, Morgan, number two?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
It sounds pretty good. Yeah.
It sounds good. It's just different. It just sounds different from what we're hearing.
Yes, because you're not talking right up to it.
Right.
Like, our mouths are 3 inches from a microphone.
Right. And so, hers is, like, right on her shirt.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So, how was today?
I think today was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, live streaming. People are still a little mean on Facebook, but yeah.
Are they?
What are they being mean about?
They just have a lot of opinions right now. Change is hard. So we're going through the changing phase all together.
It's like radio menopause. We're going through the change. don't read. I don't read the comments. I don't even look at Facebook.
I have to. That's my job. I can't not read that. That's so you don't have to. I have to.
Yeah, but people just look for a reason to complain.
I know.
People who aren't heard in other parts of their life are complaining on Facebook.
This is true. This is very true. But I still have to read them. I gotta figure out what's going on.
Yeah. What's the biggest studio complaint?
Just that we're not around like a round table anymore. But we've talked about that.
Yeah.
So they just
we'll
like
never
to
be
around
a round table again, ever again.
Yeah. But when they were listening, they never
they
really
never
knew we were on a round table.
Yes, you would see like a clip.
And technically, it wasn't round; it was like a horseshoe.
Yeah,
that's true. Technically.
So I hate to break that image.
And I can never see Morgan number two's face.
Oh yeah, I was always like
we had a screen.
Yeah.
Listen,
monitor.
That's the worst. Like, my prediction is we will see no round tables in radio in the next 5 years. If you're trying to get it all online too, it's just a terrible shot. It's a terrible video shot, which is why we do this now.
So middle screen right there, that middle screen.
There are three screens
three
on the
screens
stage.
For, yeah.
Hold on.
Yes.
I got it.
Can I get Bobby's face? Can I, please?
Why?
Because that would be so helpful, because I could see you. And
you mean to talk to.
Not to talk to, but I could just see everything he's doing without having
to
turn.
So you're saying you want
to
see me live.
Yes.
Can you put a live feed of me in one of those three screens, Eddie?
I don't know, maybe. Out of everything we've got to do to get the show going, that's what we're
going
to
listen.
I bet you can, because in the green room.
It's in there in the green room. And also, I didn't get a pencil drawer.
Yeah, but they're seeing whatever I'm sending, like the master send.
I bet you we can get that middle screen just all feed of me.
You're probably right.
Yes. If we could get that middle screen, always the Bobby face, I would love that. I feel like that would be a game changer.
Why you don't like talking to Bobby right there?
I do, but come sit in my chair. I like where I am. It's great. But I mean, if I could just have a visual on Bobby without always having to turn so I could see his facial expressions when he's talking to y'all, but I could also be looking at y'all like he is. But I'm either at him or I'm at y'all and I feel like I'm missing or I'm blocking or I'm...
If you could put a big hologram of Amy right in front of me.
Yeah, like Star Wars.
I didn't know I was asking too much. I thought it would just be easy to get Bobby's camera up on that middle screen.
I don't think that those screens can do that.
And guys,
here's
the problem. I'm moving these cameras constantly, so we don't have one camera just to keep on Bobby.
Don't we?
I know I was going to ask for that. I was going to ask. Okay. Aren't we getting another one that's going to be like right there and that's Bobby?
Sure.
Yeah, we are getting a straight me
a
camera.
Bobby cam. I need a Bobby cam right there.
All right, we'll work on it.
Okay.
All you have to, listen, you don't get anything you don't ask for.
Nope. Didn't get the pencil drawer. Ain't no thing.
The what?
The pencil drawer. I wanted a pencil drawer. I didn't get one. Oh. So I'm asking for this.
We'll work on it.
Thank you.
I forget she's sitting over there with the mic on. So how's that? Are you ever having a housewarming party or no?
Yeah, I keep like trying to. We went away on vacation, and then I came back, and I was gonna try and do it like this weekend. I was like, I'm too exhausted after a new studio. So every time I keep trying to, it just kind of falls through. I want to, just hasn't really came through yet.
Well, you just set a date like in a month.
I know.
And then register, and we'll buy you all the stuff, and then we come over for like 3 hours, and we're done.
Can I just have everybody over and not have anybody buy me anything?
Yeah, you could do that.
It's kind of lame.
Well,
I mean, from your perspective, you'd want free stuff. I mean,
what do you need at your house?
At this point, not really anything.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty set.
But Bobby can get you anything. What would you
I've
want?
Already
anything.
Got her. Listen, yeah. I got her stuff. Did you guys get her anything?
No.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
You did, Amy?
Yeah.
Really?
A long time ago when she first got her
What'd
house.
You get her?
A gift card to Target.
Which is awesome.
What did I get you?
A gift card to West Elm.
West Elm.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I just Googled, what do you get people when they get a new house, and they said this. So I bought her a gift. What's at West Elm?
Oh, all
furniture,
kinds of things.
Rugs.
Did you spend it?
I haven't yet, but I have my eye on some things there.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I saw your tweet last night that you said some dude hit you up.
Yeah.
A dude who ghosted you.
Yeah.
She's like the greatest talk show guest. Mm-hmm. She sits over there. She stays involved. This is great.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. So what happened on Twitter or on text?
Oh, he just like randomly reached out to me. He was like, Instagram told me I should follow you. So I also thought I should hit you up. And I was like, okay, why?
I don't hate the opening line, by the way. Instagram told me I should follow you. I don't hate that.
Because it does tell you
it
that.
It does, yeah.
And it probably didn't tell him that.
Yeah.
He probably was going through some old DMs or you guys talking. I was like, oh no, I got distracted by something else. Mm-hmm. And was like, how do I make that first step? And said, Instagram told me to follow you. I don't hate that line.
It wasn't bad. But then it was just like, well, yeah, you should like come over for a drink. I'm like, first of all,
come over.
Yeah.
Nice. To his house?
Meet his dog. Okay. I was like, first of all, if you're going to come out of the blue after 2.5 years of us not talking.
2.5 years?
Yeah. This is when I first moved to Nashville. And I was like, you better have like some magical date planned out if you're going to try and come back in my life after all that.
Trying to have you over at the house for a little roofie colada, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, no, thank you.
So you said no?
Yeah. I just kind of kept ignoring. He's still kind of hitting me up, but I'm kind of like,
how long does he have to show you that he really wants to take you out? Like, is he dead to you?
Yeah.
Or does he have to, like, reprove it?
I mean, after somebody ghosts or basically tells you they're not ready, why am I going to just welcome that back into my life?
You don't have to welcome it back, but he could show you. You could give him another chance.
But it wasn't like, we talked for maybe, like, a month or so. It wasn't, like, anything worth re-pursuing, if that makes sense.
Is he good looking?
Yeah. He's not bad.
Was he got a good job?
Yeah.
Why not go out with him? You're single.
I just, once somebody burns a bridge with me, it's really hard for me to go back.
I get that. But again, how did, okay. That's not.
Like, I'm just like you burn a bridge, I'm like, cool, I'm out for good. See you later.
It's very unhealthy. I do the same thing, but it's very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. So the house is good. Mm-hmm. Did you ever call the person about your driveway?
I did. That person hasn't responded. So we'll see what happens.
Did you tell them Instagram said to follow you?
No, I sent a very nice text message after they didn't answer the phone. I was just like, thanks for the note. I really appreciate you letting me know what happened. I'm having a contractor to come out and look at things, see if it's as bad as it looks or whatever. And just never really got a response.
What are you watching on TV right now?
I don't know.
Are you watching Love Island?
No, but I've gotten all these Instagram ads for it.
So it's a show on CBS. It's 5 nights a week. I believe it's 5 nights a week. And I think they thought it may be a little bigger than it is. It seems like a show Raymundo would watch.
Mm-hmm.
Raymundo.
I watched the one overseas. It's a lot better.
It's huge in the UK. It's like their biggest show.
Yeah, and the word they love to say is fancy. So they're like, do you fancy him? And then anytime they say, do you like the person? Do you fancy him? Do you fancy her? Like last night when you guys were hanging out, did you fancy her? That's their favorite thing to say, and I learned that.
You watched the UK version?
Yeah, we accidentally did. We heard that this Love Island, everybody's watching, it's huge. So we just started watching UK, and I told my girlfriend, I said, they talk. This isn't in America. For some weird reason, they talk funny. And then we realized it was that one that people were talking about. Now it's coming to the States.
So they started it maybe this week or last week, 5 nights a week. And then you have to like hook up. What's the goal? You have to partner up?
Yeah, so just right off the bat, you look at a chick, see if she's hot, and then you pick her, and then you have to sleep in a bed with her. And right off the bat, you guys are already in together.
Oh, wow.
So, and if you're not a partner, you get kicked off?
I believe everybody was partnered up. There was maybe one, I want to say you were forced then to part, because everybody was in a bed with somebody.
Will you look up the rules to Love Island, Mike D? How does somebody get kicked off the show then?
The UK version, we weren't to that yet. All they were doing is hooking up and partying.
Which is right up your alley.
Yeah, so there was no real games or anything. They're just having a blast, loving life.
And they send new people in. Like midway through the season, new people go into the show.
Yeah, they brought in these two twins in the UK version, and they said, okay, you can either choose one of these twins or you can be with the guy that you're in the bed with. And so the girl's like, okay, I got a decision to make. Boom, ditches the twins, like, go back to your life. I'm done with you guys. You weren't that intimate, you know, you weren't that much of an enticement. So she goes back to her dude, and she's like, I picked you. And he's like, yeah. And then they're back in bed together.
Yeah, that show is massive in the UK. I was reading about people that had come off that show and, like, committed suicide.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's terrible.
Sounds bad.
Wah. Yeah. My screen's not working. If you're sending me something, Mike, I don't see it. Are you sending me something?
Is it because they were like just they got denied or something and
I think they were super famous and they came off and then they weren't anymore.
Oh.
And I think probably some other mental health issues at the same time. But now with people with reality shows, they're having to invest in mental health care.
Yeah.
Like extra. Because you go on a show and you're just done.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, oh, don't care about you anymore, you're off the show. Which, okay, you know what you're getting into when you go on a show. Like, there's not a pension.
Yeah.
You go on.
That's tricky.
So you're not watching Love Island?
No, I'm not watching Love Island. Oh, Suits just came back on for its final season, so I've been watching that. Yeah. And Younger.
Mike, just walk over to Lunchbox's microphone and tell me how the show works real quick. Because I see my screen is dead.
Don't move the mic because I need to see Mike. Yeah, yeah. Lunchbox moved his microphone. I'm like, I need him there so I can see Mike when he talks.
Are you going over there? All right, here he goes. Here's Mike D to tell us how Love Island works. Go ahead.
I mean, it looks like once they send somebody off, new people get coupled up together.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, is there an odd person? Because The Bachelor in Paradise, if you're not a couple, you get sent home, right?
Yeah. You have to stay in a couple with someone on the show.
Yeah. And if you don't stay in a couple, you go home? So it's not an odd number thing?
Mm-mm. One couple has to make it through to win.
Then what do they win?
Love.
$50,000.
And an island. You have to get to own.
$50,000?
You get to own Love Island. It's David Copperfield's island you're sharing with him.
Ooh.
All right, Morgan, number two, thank you for your time. Thanks for being a guest. You're a fantastic guest.
Thank you.
Yay.
There she is.
Okay, all right.
Like tomorrow, Billy Ray Cyrus is going to be in, and I'm torn with, do I put the lav on him? Or do we give him a handheld?
I think it worked. I mean, I liked how it sounded. It looked cool, as long as we just keep it off when they're trying to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Raymond, what you think about that? That lav mic?
Well, I don't know if we call this a glass room, but... Hillary doesn't love it. I thought it was decent. It definitely sounds better than it has in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different than what we've ever done before. We're always used to hearing the microphones. If you give him a handheld, I mean, is it going to be the handheld where people sing into? Because then I'd rather do the lav.
All right.
So it's lav with a V?
L-A-V.
L-A-V. Okay, lavalier.
Correct.
Like, I just am not savvy on that stuff.
Most people aren't.
I thought y'all were saying lob.
Like, I did too. I thought it was lob.
Like lob the ball, but lob the microphone. I don't know.
No. But if you didn't know, if you weren't taught, you don't know.
Yep. Now I know.
It stands for lavalier.
A lavalier.
There you go. I think that's it, huh? Anything else we want to test out while we're here? I like testing because I go back and watch it when I get home.
Yeah.
Test the talk back.
The talk back?
Yeah.
Which I think we... All right. How about now?
Yeah, I got to figure out how to turn it up.
What do you mean turn it
up? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, but turn what up? In your ear?
You. Yeah, it's just a little low, but I can't figure it out.
Just hit everything. Let's see what happens.
No.
I wonder if we got that thing fixed where the caller doesn't hear. The caller said they heard all sorts of stuff.
Remember, so on yesterday's show, a caller was like, yeah, I heard you guys doing all kinds of stuff during the break. Like, Amy was knocking out some teases, and we're doing some podcast promos. But I think she was just on. Like, I think, if I'm guessing, we picked her up. And then we just didn't put her back on hold, and she was just listening to us hang out. I think that was an us thing more than a her thing.
Okay.
So I don't think it's an issue where the callers are hearing things they're not supposed to hear.
Yeah, I mean, not that we say anything bad or anything. It's just I wonder if that's still a thing.
Yeah, well, what we do is, if I had the sheets, I've already read them, but I have a bunch of station liners where I'm like, hey, right now you listen to WMZQ. It's Bobby Bones coming up at Jiffy Lube Live. So I'm doing a bunch of station promos during commercial breaks, and not really during songs, but during commercial breaks, I do a lot of that stuff. And she was hearing that and going, wait, what is happening here? Why is he doing a promo for Lexington, Kentucky?
And then we were all just like, whoa, did you hear that? That's weird.
All right, we're going to get going with today's show. Anything you'd like to say, Amy?
No, just hope everybody has a great day.
And you should tell them to check out the Four Things podcast.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. I have a new podcast up today, Four Things with Amy Brown. Trisha Yearwood is my guest, and she does all four things with me. We go over four things that she's grateful for. We cover everything from family and how important like the family bond is, but she's also experienced a lot of loss. So does get a little emotional, but then there's also tons of laughter too. And she shares her favorite like go-to recipe. Like if you're invited over to dinner at Trisha's house, this is likely what she would cook you.
What did they, I have a clip here. She offers to help.
Oh, so we were talking about recipes. She just was talking about the importance of like food and keeping record of family recipes and writing things down, because when your parents die, it's like, oh shoot, where was that recipe? And my mom had this famous cheesecake that my dad had a restaurant in Austin back in the 80s, and Judy's Cheesecake was on the menu. And now my sister has this coffee shop and she wants to serve Judy's Cheesecake. But my mom was the only one that ever made it, and it was in her head. And my sister found some of it written down in this like old cookbook, but half of the part of the page is missing. So it's like my mom's handwriting is also hard to read. So it's like figuring out the measurements of the last few ingredients to get it just right, because it was so good. And Trisha offered to help figure that out.
And if you need help with that, like, let me know and I'll help you, and I don't want anything for it. I'm not going to put it in a cookbook or anything, unless you want Judy's cheesecake in a cookbook.
Which
we could totally do.
Would have been awesome. She's like, I'll do it, but only for $98.
And she was just, I mean, because she obviously is talented and skillful. Like, it takes a certain thing to, like, figure out, okay, it was probably this much vanilla or this much whatever. I don't know. But I just thought that was nice of her.
That is nice.
Legit question. If you, like, Amy, I don't know if you know this, but if you own a restaurant, do you copyright or can you, like, trademark a recipe, or, like, do you own that?
Okay, let me guess, because I don't know. But I would say you don't own it, but you try to keep it secret so other people can't make it exactly as is.
Mm. Right.
Because I don't think you can own how much of an ingredient you put into something.
Right.
Which I think, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Coca-Cola,
the secret recipe.
Why they're so secret and why that's very valuable is because nobody really knows. Because if they did, they would make it.
Yeah, there's a something about the Coca-Cola secret
Coca-Cola
recipe.
Never patented their secret formula because doing so would require them to disclose the ingredients publicly.
So
maybe you can. So this, again, I'm just guessing on this. Maybe you can, but people could get it so close without doing it exactly
and make
it
taste one little
super
thing
similar.
Out. Yep.
Right. Just me speculating here.
That sounds right. I mean, that makes sense to me.
But like Matt's El Rancho, there was a story like about in Austin, like there was a Mexican restaurant somewhere else in Texas, maybe Dallas or Houston, I can't remember, but they were serving like a Bob Armstrong dip, and Matt's El Rancho was like, whoa, that's what we call it. Like they trademarked, I think, the name or something.
Oh, the name.
So they were like, you can call it whatever you want, but you can't call it that.
And it does sound like, if according to this, that you can, if you can
figure it out,
formula, you can do it, but you just have to put it out there, and then people can almost create it perfectly, almost.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it for them to do that. So just keep it a secret. Sounds like the best way to do it.
Probably why my mom kept it in her head. Great.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know, but like she...
You think like Miss Annie trying to steal it from her?
Yeah, well, we're going to get it figured out, and Judy's cheesecake will be out there. But that is just a tip. Like, I feel like Trisha offered a lot of little nuggets of wisdom like that. That stuff that you think about, but maybe you haven't thought about in a while, or you don't prepare for, but like, hey, nobody wants to prepare for... you know, the loss of life. But if you've got amazing recipes, document them. Like, write them down. Your children, your grandchildren will want those.
Morgan, number two, how are the comments right now?
Oh, well, most people are loving it.
There you go.
We're getting positive feedback on the post-show, pre-show, for sure. That's the good one.
What, during the show people are upset? Like when we were...
Yeah, it's because we have to, like, play, you know, go to commercial break.
Oh, they're getting
music.
Mad because... Yeah, we can't play music on any sort of feed. You can't have it unless you're paying for it, because that's something someone's created, and we're not Napster.
Mm-mm. Right. Nor do we want to be.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. I used to get so mad at the people that were like Metallica.
Yeah.
And there were a few of those artists that came out and they were like, we hate Napster. And I just didn't get it. And I was like, why don't you want us to have everybody's music for free? This is awesome. This is the greatest thing we've ever had.
Well, then there were other artists that were just like, I don't care. My music's getting out there. And more people listen to it.
I know. And it made... the other guys look even worse.
Yeah.
Where in reality, if you want to put your music out for free, just put it out for free. Like, put it on your website. But this is money. People are spending money to create music, and it's also how they're paying their bills. And
do you remember when, like, I don't know, Radiohead?
Sean Parker, right? Is he Napster? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, I think Radiohead, other artists had done it, but when
pay
they
your
sell,
own.
Make your own, like, pay your, name your price for my album? And, like, I bought that for a penny. I remember specifically. Smart. I was that dude.
Why would you do a penny though? Because you're obviously uploading your credit card information. You're putting it in.
Yeah.
Why would you not just
No, it was already on my iTunes. Like whatever was on there is just like you name your price and you went to iTunes and you put your price in there and
on went. iTunes?
Was it? I think it was
what?
On iTunes.
I think you
or
got
maybe
it from
it was their
site.
Website. Maybe it was their website.
Yeah, I think you got it from the site and you got to enter it and you had to put your credit card in.
I remember, if you're gonna put your credit card in,
why not even do a dollar? Why be so cheap?
Well, it's like name your price. Like, well, obviously I'll give you a penny.
Exactly.
And I did.
Like a restaurant that does that. If they say name your price, penny it is.
But you pay a penny if that's what you can afford.
Oh, really? Not just to get a good deal?
It's not. You know what? They did it. They said that.
I think that's what.
But my conscience goes, hey, what can I afford? You know, a real record is this.
Yeah. And Buzz, this was 15 years ago. I was broke. Like.
You did a penny just to be tell your friends you could do it for a penny.
Because I could do it, yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap it up here. Yeah, Sean Parker was a Napster founder with Sean Fanning and John Fanning. Napster was awesome. It was life-changing for us back in the day. It was founded in 1999. I remember when we got the Napster in my apartment in college, my friend Courtney and I, God, we downloaded every song possible.
Mm-hmm. It made house parties just way cooler. What do you want to hear? Boom, got it.
And you can do that now on the streaming services too, but you'd have to pay a monthly fee.
Right.
There were no commercials that popped up. And then people started doing LimeWire and these other sites, and then you'd get, one, you get viruses, and then two, the government was kicking down doors in dorm rooms and arresting people.
Oh, yeah,
just so a few stories would get out to scare everybody else. So
crazy.
All right, that's the post-show, pre-show. Thank you guys so much for checking us out and listening to it. We've been going a little long and at times just testing out equipment, so we appreciate your patience with that. But if we don't do it here, we can't do it really anywhere. So, all right, goodbye, and here's today's show.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Got a good Thursday show for you. It'll be interesting because coming in next hour, an artist named Allie Colleen, who I was told is fantastic. And then only later was I told that she's Garth Brooks' daughter.
Wow.
So she'll be in about an hour or so to perform. I haven't heard her live. To be honest, I knew her name, and then I saw Garth Brooks on Instagram going, hey, check out this song. And I was like, oh, Garth Brooks is talking about her. And then it was like, oh, it's my daughter.
Oh.
So she'll be in to perform next hour here on the show. Joseph is in Colorado, and he's on the phone as we start the show. Hey, Joseph, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Just heading back to my office to go home finally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you work until you get off in the morning?
Yeah, I work overnight. I do a private security, so I work overnight. I'm actually on my way back to the office now.
So sometimes, be honest, you just go to sleep?
No. I've done this for the last 4 years, and I love what I do.
What are you securing?
I do anywhere from apartments to hotels to banks, anything. Pretty much, we have a wide variety of clientele.
You ever run into some trouble? You ever have to bust some heads?
Not able to disclose that, but yes, I do the patrol.
Wow.
What weapons do you carry on you? Do you carry a billy club? Do you carry a shocker? Do you carry a gun?
We go anywhere between a Taser X2, or we can go to lethal weapons such as firearms, or little non-lethal would be mace, or sometimes we can go hands-on depending on the situation, but prefer not to do that.
I do this hands.
My favorite part of this whole question so far is I'm like, do you have a shocker or a boom boom? And he's like, well, we have firearms and tasers.
Yeah, we got to do anything to protect ourselves.
No, I get it. Well, listen, I'm glad you called, Joseph. Where do you live in Colorado?
I've lived in Denver and Lakewood. Majority of my life, I've lived in Denver.
Oh, cool. Look at you. Well, we appreciate you listening on The Bull in Denver. Is there anything you want to say before we get rocking here?
I just want to say thank you guys for everything that you guys do. You guys make my mornings worth listening to. And it gives me a fun ride home every time you guys have your corny stories and everything else that you guys do. Just thank you guys very much.
I think he's combining two segments, the corny story.
Mm-hmm. Like our stories in the morning.
Yeah, he's just like combining them into one part. Well, listen, hey, Joseph, thank you for calling, bud. Hope you have a great morning.
You guys as well. Have a good day.
All right, there you go.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Yesterday, I was on the show. I was talking about things that are overrated, and I mentioned that being in the front row of a concert is overrated. Like, I wouldn't pay money because they want so much money for front row of concerts. And I think it's overrated. And so I mentioned that, and Eddie goes, no, I was in the front row one time.
Yeah.
It's a good experience for you.
Oh, it was one of the best.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, and we're going to do an overrated draft. So, and we'll do it snake draft way, but you can draft something, and it can be your most overrated thing, okay?
Okay.
So we'll just go down the row of the table. So
that means like best first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
these are the two that you own.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, something overrated.
Starbucks.
Oh.
What?
Take that off my list.
I just think you can get better coffee. You can make it at home. You can, I don't know, you can do every other thing. It's just expensive and it's overrated.
I think you can get better coffee, but you can't get it as many places. I think the Starbucks, like the value of Starbucks is it's on every corner.
I know, but it's overrated.
I would disagree with that. Any other disagreeers or just me?
I mean, I like the convenience of it. Yeah, I'm with you.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Terrible guess.
No, it's not terrible. Not a guess.
Terrible selection. All right, Eddie.
I'm going to go with Chipotle.
Oh, what? You're crazy. get out.
Exit.
With my number one draft, I go Chipotle as overrated.
Wow.
Again, they're everywhere and it's...
And I mean, you can get like a little healthy salad bowl, rice and beans.
Wow, look at you guys going controversial with your first pick.
I don't know what to tell you all.
All right, Eddie goes Chipotle. Lunchbox in the first pick of the draft.
The most overrated thing, I'm going to piggyback off yours, being backstage at a concert.
Yes.
Everybody wants to go backstage. Get me backstage. Guys, all it is a bunch of hallways and walls, and you can't hear the music because the music goes out. It doesn't come back. So when you're back there, you hear none of the concert. It's not that cool.
Yeah. It's if you want to go, like, quote, backstage, it's mostly go to the bus. Like, that's where people are hanging out on their buses. I agree with Lunchbox on that one. Amy, what do you have over there?
I've got New Year's Eve.
This is a solid one.
Oh, it's a good one, Amy. Yeah.
Y'all went straight brands, like attacking people. New Year's Eve, and while that is my wedding anniversary, and I do love that night, it's just like, even before I got married, now I feel like I have something to celebrate, but I'm glad I have my wedding anniversary on New Year's Eve because it makes it less overrated.
Yeah, that's tough. New Year's Eve, for it to mean as much as you wait for it to mean,
right.
You get the clothes, you get excited, you go to
wait
pay
midnight.
The ticket for the party, or you stand outside. That's a solid one. Now, I get two in a row since I'm last. I'm going to go with the beach. Very overrated.
Oh, so true.
Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I agree. It's like sandy.
People like the beach, but I mean, okay, what are you going to get sunburned? Put your feet gross. You can't even really swim in the ocean. Like, it's like, can't really get a boat out there, really.
You go boat.
Yeah. You can't wake surf.
All right.
I'm going with the beach as my first pick as the overrated things. And then I'm going to throw on there prom.
Oh.
My second pick, most overrated, much like New Year's.
Yeah.
Prom. Now, let me say this about being overrated. To be overrated, you have to be rated. So these are all things that are good
people
in life.
Like.
Yeah. But so far, my two picks are prom and the beach.
So dumb.
Amy, back over to you.
Diamonds.
Interesting.
Diamonds are so overrated. Like, I feel like a lot of times people put so much emphasis on diamonds and they want their 5-year upgrade and their 10-year upgrade and all, and I just never have understood that at all. Like, I don't.
As someone who does some jewelry endorsements, I will say I disagree wholeheartedly.
Oh, I didn't mean like that.
No, you say whatever you mean.
I just mean
that's how you know we don't talk about this stuff beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So your two so far are
we're just gonna tag everybody laser hair removal.
No, I'm talking about your two overrated.
Oh yeah, diamonds and New Year's Eve.
Okay, go ahead. Lunchbox, your second pick.
Okay, this is gonna make a lot of people mad. I've said it before, but overrated. Chick-fil-A waffle fries are so overrated. They taste like cardboard.
No, they're the best.
So you're going straight for the fries, not for the whole
right,
establishment.
No, I love Chick-fil-A. The chicken sandwich, the tender, you know, the nuggets. Love all that. But the fries are just a waste of time. Right. Ugh.
Eddie?
All right, guys. I'm going for it. Working out.
Oh, my gosh.
Working out, overrated.
Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like ever since you introduced the whole, like, you eat right is probably the majority of way to, like, lose weight and get healthy.
Yeah.
Eat right, working out, it just hurts. It doesn't feel good.
But your heart
needs. You sweat. And then paying for a gym, oh, it's so much money. And then you don't even go sometimes.
Well, Lunchbox overrated. Loves Planet Fitness.
Yeah, it's only $10 a month. It's only $10 a month at Planet Fitness.
Right.
I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
All of our endorsements are just getting rammed right here.
I'm like, well, wait a second.
We may do a third round of this. I'm having fun. Morgan, number two.
My second one is going to be Snapchat. I think it's so overrated. Instagram stories is where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that people use.
Yeah, I was like, are we still
the younger people do.
I don't even have the app on my phone anymore.
I still have it because I steal the filters and just take it over to Instagram.
Oh.
All right, let's do one more round. Morgan, number two, back over to you.
This will be controversial.
Go ahead.
Game of Thrones.
Like it.
I have that on my list.
But if you haven't spent time with it.
I tried to watch it.
But how many episodes?
I tried to watch the first season, and I just couldn't get into it. And I was like, this, you know, people are so stoked about the show, and it's just so overrated.
It's your opinion, and but it's wrong, but it's your opinion. Eddie, last pick in the draft.
All right, another unpopular one. I'm going to go with Valentine's Day dinner at a restaurant. Overrated. Like, everyone stresses over this. Oh, I gotta get reservations a month in advance. Just cook at home. Just do something romantic.
Maybe to you, that's over. But okay, let's just say you don't take your wife anywhere and you just cook at home.
Yeah.
How does she feel about that?
She likes it.
That's
we haven't
what they
done
do.
It. Guys,
that's
we haven't done
do.
It in years.
They make sushi at home, right?
Because I discussed, yes, and I discussed this with my wife. She's like, I think we may be the only two that do that, but you can go ahead and say that.
Are you just not going to the right places?
Maybe. I just think the whole stress of reservations and all that, overrated.
All right. Lunchbox?
Man, it sounded like a crazy person, but I think steak is overrated. I love to eat. I love food, but I can go to a nice steak restaurant or I can get one out of the discount bin at the grocery store and they taste the exact same to me.
I don't agree with that. But
and then I need either. Ketchup.
Yeah, I'll eat ketchup even on a nice steak.
Okay.
Yeah. Amy, last pick in the draft, the overrated draft.
Some of my picks were taken, so I'm going to go with the last one on my list, which is Facebook.
Yeah, I don't like Facebook.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But like so many people are still on it. I got on it the other day for like the first time in a while because of our live stream there. And I have like all these messages from like long lost friends and family. And I was like, oh, my bad. Y'all are all on here.
I'm going to wrap mine up with bacon. And I like bacon, but there's no need for bacon to have whole restaurants and themes and everyone to freak out every time bacon is somewhere. Again, I enjoy a good piece of bacon.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, like bacon on a donut.
And I enjoyed prom a little bit, but it's still overrated to me. And even the beach, I go to the beach, it's fine. But again, those are my three on my draft. Here, let's go. Your three, Morgan, number two, where?
Starbucks, Snapchat, and Game of Thrones.
Eddie?
Mine was Chipotle. What was the second one?
Working out. Terrible.
Working out and Valentine's Day dinner at a restaurant.
Lunchbox?
Being backstage at a concert, waffle fries from Chick-fil-A, and steak. I nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Amy?
New Year's Eve, diamonds, and Facebook.
Every guy listening is like, yeah, we think diamonds are overrated too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And then mine are prom, the beach, and bacon. I think looking at them collectively, I won in the draft.
Okay, then who got second?
I'm just going to go me.
You. Better no. team. You win the Super
Everybody
Bowl.
Everybody thinks theirs is the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, because I agree with you on the beach and prom, but not bacon. And I'm not even a really big meat eater. I just like bacon. It smells good, too.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, because you guys weren't prom king or prom queen. I mean, when you're a prom king, prom was awesome.
Oh, true.
And that's, yeah, we weren't. You're right.
You're right. I'm the only prom king in the room.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In New York, they were hit with heavy rain from Tropical Storm Barry. It left one person dead. Many streets were flooded. There's video online of water gushing from subway stations. In Daytona Beach, a 37-year-old dad has been arrested for throwing his 5-year-old kid into the Atlantic Ocean, teaching him how to swim. People saw and told cops. The dad has posted bond and has been released from jail. And finally, officials are warning not to leave full bottles of water in your car that can catch on fire. They recommend not putting them in direct sunlight.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Jason Aldean's new house has a concrete safe room.
Oh, nice. That's legit.
I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. If I could get one of those, I would.
The new house that Jason and Brittany Aldean are building has a concrete safe room. She posted photos of the house, which is still under construction. The safe room is still bare bones, they say, but it's totally impenetrable. Kind of like my heart.
Yeah.
I have my own safe room.
Like concrete safe
room. It's right
in
my chest.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad.
But funny.
I don't think if I had a safe room, I would share that I had a safe room.
Mm.
I think the point of the safe room is to be as safe as possible all the time so you don't even let people know.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be showing up at Jason and Aldean's house and we need a safe place to go.
Or if I'm going to rob it, I get tools that can penetrate a safe room.
Nah, it's all unpenetrable.
Well, they say that about bulletproof vests, too, and then they come up with a bullet, they can get through a bulletproof vest.
Somebody dies with a bulletproof vest.
So I think it's amazing if you can get one of these. I have something. I don't want to spoil it because I don't want to get robbed and people know, but I have something in my house that's similar.
Hmm.
Have you seen it?
When
I gave you the tour, did I show it to you?
Do you access it through a special room?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
You're talking about the dungeon?
Possibly.
Oh, no, not that.
Possibly.
What do you keep in there?
Yeah, nothing.
Mm, okay.
It's actually a tornado room.
Right.
But it's been kind of reinforced with stuff just in case. Like machine guns.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw that. I thought that's pretty cool. Lunchbox was talking about this story, though. So everybody's on a plane, right?
Yeah, they're in Newark, and they're going to Orlando, and they're taxiing out to, you know, take off, and all of a sudden, everyone that has an iPhone gets an airdrop image of a suicide vest.
Oh, my gosh.
So everybody had their airdrop on. There's three tabs you can click. No one, your contacts, or everyone. So everyone that had their AirDrop on got a boop, will you accept this picture? And it was that of a
suicide vest. And so the pilot was notified. He took the plane back to the gate. They evacuated the plane. They had to do a search of everybody, the whole plane. They were delayed for hours, but then they were cleared for takeoff.
They ever find the guy?
Yeah.
And I wonder where the picture came from. Because if they were close to the terminal, it could have been someone in the airport. Could have been someone on the airplane.
Could have been a grounds crewman on the down the baggage handler, anybody. They have no idea who it was. They just know they were in the vicinity because...
Oh, my gosh. It's shocking to me they can't, like, track what phone it came from.
And then it's not like they can grab someone's phone and go, let me see all your pictures and see what's in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how brave and stupid are you to do that?
Yeah, both.
To go, I got this funny prank. I'm at the airport. Because if they find you, you will go to jail.
You know, sometimes people just try to delay a flight. Like someone's on that flight and they're trying to get somewhere and they'll like delay it because they're mad at that person or they got in a fight and they're like, okay, you're not going anywhere. Could have been something like that. Because you know that's the worst. Like you're on a flight, like it's really not a threat. I mean, of course you think it's a threat, so you need to go back to the airport, but then you're delayed hours and it's really nothing.
Ugh. Would it freak you out?
Yes!
You got that?
It would make me go, we should probably get off the plane. It wouldn't freak me out.
Oh.
Because I wouldn't think someone that was going to blow up the plane was going to, that they were going to telegraph and go, here's a picture of what I'm about to do.
They would just do it.
They would just do it. But still, you have to go, well, we have a somewhat threat here. We got to pull back in and clear everyone. So, but yeah, that's weird.
Oh.
I have a friend who, she's an attractive female, and she was at like a restaurant-type bar thing, and she had her AirDrop on, and some dude AirDropped her his number.
Baller.
And she was like, I've never seen that before, but it was such a smooth move.
Oh, I told y'all that AirDropping, well, that's a smooth move, so that's cool. It's like a number, but guys are AirDropping bad pictures of themselves or inappropriate pictures of themselves to girls at coffee shops.
Check this out.
No, but like, or people. I don't know how they pinpoint if it's a girl or not, but they'll just be
probably
at a coffee
shop. Probably the name, because it tells you the person you're sending it to.
Okay, yeah. This
sort
is a thing.
Of, yeah.
It's a thing. It's happening.
Everybody turn yours on. I'm going to show you guys.
Yo, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to show you my new manscaping pattern.
I don't even.
It's funny.
Thank you. Bobby Bone
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Miranda Lambert's new song is out today. It's called It All Comes Out in the Wash. Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, Brett Young, and Thomas Rhett, Brothers Osborne, and so many more country artists took part in the Face App Challenge, making them look just a tad bit older. You can see the photos up at BobbyBones.com. John Party teased a new song coming out on July 19th. It's called Me and Jack. Morgan number two, that's your skinny. The Bobby Bones
Show. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Ralph and Sandra were enjoying a vacation in the greatest place on earth, Las Vegas. And they said, you know, we should go out to the Hoover Dam. So they drive out to the Hoover Dam. On their way back, they get lost. And as they're driving through some neighborhood, they see an apartment on fire. So they start honking their horn and a lady comes out on the second story balcony. She's trapped. Ralph gets out of the car, says, jump, jump. And he catches the woman whose apartment was on fire.
The woman, not even the baby.
Right, a grown woman. They were lost on their way back from the Hoover Dam. And he goes, man, I'm just glad we got lost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are the times you got to be thankful.
What a vacation.
Somebody got lost.
I think I would have just like pulled my car up and opened the trunk and been like, jump, jump into the trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, man, good for him. Wow, look at that. There it is. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Shawnee, Oklahoma. A 29-year-old man was arrested on minor charges. He was sitting there in the holding room, and he starts beating himself up. Boom, boom, punching himself in the face. And then he files a police report saying the police beat him up. Oh. Only problem is it's all on camera showing him punching himself in the face.
Oh, no, not good.
Was there alcohol involved?
They do not say alcohol was involved, but they said he is facing charges for filing a false police report.
Sometimes I read stories about people injuring themselves to call the cops and go, oh, I got hit. I just couldn't hit myself. I couldn't punch myself with such force that would injure me.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to, but I don't think I could actually do it.
It'd be hard.
For $500, could you give yourself a black eye?
Oh, I don't think so.
Like, just punch yourself in the eye.
I guess that's a lot of money. So.
Right, but you'd have to actually punch yourself in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that I could make that brain connection. Punch yourself in the face.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day. Yes, Bobby
Bones. All right, so what happened?
Okay, so I'm on an airplane, and you know, I'm about to sit down. We're all boarding, and then there's this couple that wanted to sit together. And if I switch seats with the girl, then they could sit together. Same row, but just, you know, the aisle between us. So I switched so they could sit with each other. And I thought, oh, cute. You know, I want good airplane karma because sometimes I don't get to sit with my family or my friends and I want to. So I make the switch. And I guess they didn't want to sit together because they were like having a great time and be all lovey-dovey. They wanted to sit together to finish a fight.
Oh.
Yeah. Like they had unresolved business and they needed to talk about it. And they proceeded to take care of their fight the entire flight. And it was awkward because they were nasty to each other. They were loud. They were arguing. And I mean, they were so loud. I know what they were fighting about.
And what were they fighting about?
Oh, she's mad because he doesn't want to move to the city that she lives in. So she feels like their relationship's going nowhere and they're, you know, constantly flying back and forth and doing different things. And it'd be so much easier if they just lived in the same place and they lived together and had. And
what was his argument back?
Oh, he didn't want to leave his job. He's like, you know, if I move the city, I can't leave my job. And I guess her job maybe is a little bit more flexible. So he thinks it's like more reasonable. Plus, I kind of got the feel that like he's the man and he should be able to keep his job. So I kind of wanted to take her side. Like, whoa, why? Her career is suddenly not important? Just, be, you know?
Was everyone on the flight looking around like, what is happening?
Everyone in our, like, in our area, yes. I would say we were kind of in the middle. So everyone in the middle could hear it. Front and back probably had no clue what was happening.
It's funny. That's why they wanted to sit together.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I thought, she was like, excuse me, do you mind if we switch? Because we'd like to sit together. I'm like.
He's like, no, 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 no. He's like an amulet with a throat sign. Like, no, 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 no.
So anyway, yeah, I switched. And it just was like, oh, gosh, why did we switch? Yeah. But I mean, it's a public place.
Did they resolve it by the end of the flight?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
No, I don't know. Oh. I would really like an update. I'm secretly hoping they're listeners. And maybe they're listening right now. And they'll give us an update. Because it just is one of those things where I was like, y'all realize y'all are in public right now. Like, you're in public. You're on a plane.
Is that okay to butt into a conversation like that? No. If they're being public, can you say, well, nah. Okay.
No, I don't think so. Would you want someone to butt into yours?
Well, if I'm being loud about it, I'd be like, okay, well, let's hear them out.
Yes, and, oh, by the way, they were getting drinks. So the flight attendant, I'm kind of surprised that the flight attendant didn't intervene and maybe be like, hey, could y'all keep it down or maybe not serve them more drinks?
How awkward. There's a fight on the flight.
Because I feel like after, I don't know how much they had had to drink before, to be honest, but like after I saw them drink one or two, and it wasn't that long of a flight.
Where were you guys going?
When I was going to Colorado, and I was by myself because my family flew separately.
Mm-hmm. Like president, vice president?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get one of them on the same plane, just in case? Is that what it
no,
is?
I had to work that morning, and they didn't, so they wanted to get there. My husband and kids were like, we're out.
So
like,
from
okay.
Nashville?
Yeah, I think from Dallas to Colorado.
All right, mm-hmm. So if you're that couple,
yeah,
let us know. Give us a call. Update us on your fight.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What's the last thing you fought with your husband about?
It was in Colorado, actually, on vacation. And I was like, are we really fighting about this on vacation? But I don't want to say everything because it involves another person in our family. But it was something to do with somebody in our family. And it was causing, I couldn't believe that was causing issues in our relationship. Like, it upset my husband. And I didn't think his feelings were valid, which is like the worst thing you can do with someone that you're in a relationship with. Because then he came back with me. He's like, do you know how often I listen to you say things that are bothering you that like mean nothing to me, but I try to support you. Like, I still feel like your feelings are valid.
So, last fight, Lunchbox, you've been in with your wife?
I was on vacation because we were at a cabin with 28 family members. And my wife thought we should go on a date night and just leave everybody. And I said, no, this is a family reunion. I'm not going to leave my family. I don't see them. Some of these cousins I haven't seen in 15 years. I'm not going to leave so we can go have a dinner night. We can hire a babysitter for that. And she got so offended. You don't want to spend one-on-one time with me? Like, this is the perfect opportunity.
It is because you have, like, family members to babysit for you for free.
That's what she thought.
Yeah.
Eddie, the last thing you fought with your wife about?
Last night. I mean, she just came up to me. It was just like, you know, you've been, I know work's hard right now for you, but you just come home and you're absent.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I have a demanding job. Like, I'm just tired. And so she's just like, you need to be a little more interactive with the kids and us when you get home.
You guys should take all this to an airplane.
Yeah, yeah. And have some sort drinks and talk about it.
I'm single. I don't have any fights. I follow my dog. Like, stop chewing on me. I put him in the penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pin.
Yeah,
It's not his kennel, but he has a penalty box. He gets put in the penalty box. Whenever.
So he can actually see the world.
Yeah, and I'm like, what do you think about that, sucker?
I saw that, and I was like, I want to get one of those for my kids.
A penalty box.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Allie Colleen.
You have a lot of tattoos. Look at you.
I do.
You have two full sleeves of tattoos.
I do. Both of them counting as one, I have 15.
Oh, wow.
You have 15 what?
Tattoos. Not arms.
No.
Tattoos. But her arms are just one and two. So yeah. You have however many more.
Well, when did you
13.
When did you start getting tattooed?
Oh, when I was 18.
So as soon as you were allowed. Did you do any pre-18, though?
I did not. No. No. No, I fear my father in a good way. I would not do that.
Did you celebrate your 18th birthday by getting a tattoo?
I did.
And what was the first tattoo you ever got?
An elephant on my leg here on the outside of my thigh.
Not even on your arms. You have more tattoos.
They count as one, Bobby. One, two.
Oh, I didn't understand what she was saying.
And then 15. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So aside from your full sleeves of arms, you've got 13 other tattoos?
I do.
How much time has been put into your body art?
So I can't tell you about all the other 13, but this arm has 27 and this arm has 32.
Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Not all at once. Nothing crazy.
I mean, I got a couple. I'm wearing a hoodie, but you'd probably be amazed at my tattoos.
I would.
I got a couple.
Tell you
yeah,
right now, I would.
I'm pretty manly.
Do you plan on adding more to the 27-hour one? Or is it just you're
no,
done?
No, so they're both fully done.
You're done.
They're both
okay.
fully done. My arms, at least.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, and I'll tell you why I brought Allie in. Allie Colleen is here. And one of my friends says, hey, there's this artist you have to hear. And I was like, all right. And honestly, I get it all the time.
Oh, I believe it.
Everywhere I go, people are like handing me CDs or links or... And it was somebody I trust, though, and I was like, okay. And so I listened. I was like, oh, she's good. And then she goes, before I even knew, Garth was your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, Garth's
cool.
her dad. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you told me that after I was able to listen to it. So, yeah.
I'm so glad you liked it.
So, we're so excited to have you here. You just
Thank
graduated
you.
College?
I did. I've been out a year. So May was my year that I've been out of school.
So what was the deal that you made with your dad?
So, I chose Belmont in eighth grade. I knew that was where I wanted to go. And I was talking to Dad about it probably around then. And he was like, okay, well, listen, you know, if you're going to go to Belmont, you're going to go to Belmont. And if you're going to do this, you're going to do it right. And you're going to go to school and you're going to get that degree and all that stuff. And I really think he was just praying that I was going to change my mind.
Not do music?
But yeah, but that didn't happen. And I loved my time at Belmont. I enjoyed it.
I was listening to you do some warm up here, and it's always a bit stressful for me when someone warms up because I'm going, oh man, if they suck, I can't tell them to go home.
Too like, late.
Yeah, it's too late.
Right? Yeah, you got me.
But you're good, which is really exciting for me.
Thank you.
Allie Colleen is here, and so tell me about the song that you're going to play for us.
So the song's called "A Work in Progress." You know, it's like we don't have it figured out. God knows what's going to happen in the future, but I know what's happening right now. You know, and I know that we're ready. And you know, I just got out of college, and in that first year, I moved, I got married, a lot of new stuff. So it's like this job, I'm sure all of you know, with a family can be super challenging and all those things. And so all that to say, like, we're a work in progress, and that's exactly what this song is about.
Here is Allie Colleen with Work in Progress. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
What's up with why Allie Colleen? Is that your middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my grandma was Colleen Carroll, and she was a singer, and God knows if this story is true, but I always thought it was the coolest thing. My grandpa told us about, you know, the day that he met my grandma, and he was, you know, just in from the military and went to a bar, and he just heard her sing, you know, and he was like, I'm going to marry her.
So honestly, I quite frankly think I chose the better singer to sing under her name. So that's why it's Allie Colleen.
I was looking at your, I guess it was your Twitter, and you were like, hey, I'm starting to finally get dislikes on my YouTube page.
Yeah.
That means I'm getting popular.
Yeah, the comments are getting meaner and meaner every day, and it makes me so excited.
That means you're making it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
All exciting things.
Well, look, I'm super happy you came in. So what's the deal? You gonna go out and are you gonna do shows with your dad, or are you guys trying to keep it all separate?
No, so we're trying to keep it separate. I was super, super lucky to get to do a couple shows with him, as far as being a part of the Wall of Sound, so like his harmony group, which was silly. The fact that he thought I could find anything between those three perfect singers was silly, but it was so much fun. And it was just a blast to get to do, but it really kind of blurred those lines that we've worked so hard to keep where they are. So I love my dad. I love my family more than anything.
But who needs them? That's what
right?
I say. That's
who
what I say. Who
them?
Needs
exactly
them?
Exactly it. That's where I was going to wrap it up at. That's it. But, you know, he works so hard for what he has, and I want to do the exact same thing.
Well, Allie Colleen is here, Colleen, and she's got a song out called Work in Progress that we just played here. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what is your favorite Garth Brooks song? You get one song of your dad's.
One song?
One song only.
I'm singing in my head. I'm trying to think of the title.
That's fine.
You can sing it. We'll help you.
When You Come Back to Me Again.
Oh, you go for a deeper cut. It's a good...
What'd you expect, my man? Friends in Little Places?
I don't know.
I hate that song.
You
so
do,
much.
You, why? Because that's the song everyone...
You can only imagine the pickup lines in high school that come from Friends in Little Places.
Like, no. Be someone talking to you in high school.
Oh, no. You know, like, oh, I'll be your friend in low places. There it is.
Oh,
yeah, freaked me out.
Congratulations on you got married less than a year ago.
Thank you.
How exciting.
Thank you.
You should get another tattoo to commemorate.
Too late. No,
she already did.
I'm just kidding.
Allie Colleen, great to see you. Great to meet you.
Thank you guys
and
so much.
I'm sure we're going to be seeing you a lot more.
Yeah.
All right,
so
there she is. Allie Colleen, we'll come back in 1 second here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Get some Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Time Magazine came out with their annual list of the most influential people on the internet, and I got the top five.
Are the Kardashians on it?
They're not.
No Kardashian, no Jenner?
Nope.
That's crazy. It's the amount of followers they have.
Yeah.
How about Ariana?
Not in the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's in the top five.
Demi Lovato?
Nope.
Taylor?
Nope.
Wow, really?
Mm. I mean, the number one spot is someone that's so new. I'm like, wow, but I guess...
Halsey?
It's just something that blew up
Lunchbox's
on the internet.
Baby? Okay, so number five, top five most influential. Go ahead.
Cardi B.
Okay.
I do see a lot of her stuff reposted. Yeah, her Instagrams are funny. All right, number four?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
What do they do on the internet?
Well, they're influential. I follow them. You don't follow them on Instagram?
I don't feel like it's them posting, though. I feel like it's just...
Yes, it is. Mm. Uh-huh, the House of Sussex or
yeah,
whatever.
I don't think it's them. Number three?
That's where Ariana Grande falls.
Okay. Number two?
The Korean boy band BTS.
Oh, yeah.
Anything they post gets like 200,000 retweets.
It's crazy.
So crazy.
It's basically all of South Korea retweeting them and then some of America.
Wow.
Yeah. And then number one?
Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, the Old Town Road rapper.
He's really funny on Twitter.
Like, what is he, like, what kind of stuff does he post?
Really smart, funny stuff.
Okay.
When I was talking to him at the CMAs, he was like, yeah, I haven't done many interviews yet. I just like to tweet. Because he doesn't say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's wild he was number one. Obviously, they're looking for some hits, some clicks on this story for people to be like, that's not true. Because he doesn't have the most followers. But he's number one on the list. All right, what else you got, Aim?
So this story is just another reminder that hygiene is so important if you're traveling on an airplane. And a lot of people don't wipe down the seats or the, you know, everything they use when they get on the airplane. I, for one, like to wipe things down. But there was this guy, you know how some planes, they have the, like, built-in TVs behind the chair that you can, like, watch TV or movies or whatever? He had functioning arms. But for whatever reason, he was trying to use his feet. And he did. He had his toes.
Oh, I saw this. He was swiping with his toes.
He was swiping and using it with his feet. And so passengers nearby were just like grossed out. Like, why are you using your dirty feet to touch the little tablet on the chair? So
he was swiping movie to movie.
Ugh.
And he didn't want to reach up with his hand. And his shoes and socks were off. So he was using his toes to swipe movie to movie.
Okay, which, being barefoot on it, how do y'all feel about people taking their shoes and socks off on the airplane?
I'm okay with shoes if it's a long flight, but not socks.
Bare feet are just gross.
Yeah.
I saw a guy do it at a movie theater once, like sitting next to me.
Oh, he took his shoes and socks off?
And he put them on the top of the back of the seat. Yeah. It was like pretty gross.
And if you do take them off, you got to keep them low. You don't want to show everybody. The guy that was swiping, that reminded me of something Lunchbox would do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's talent to be able to swipe that smoothly with your toes. I mean, that means he's pretty good with his toes. And maybe he had sandals on it. I see it. It's called time effectiveness.
Oh, I was mortified. We were out to eat like maybe a week or two ago, and my daughter decided out to eat that she wanted to try to eat with her feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
She put the fork in her toe, and she's like, Mom, look. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, put your feet down. We're in public. But, I mean, even if we were at home, that's not, like, if you don't need to do that, I get it. If you needed to, fine. But you don't need to. She's like, well, you never know when I might need to.
Did it work?
She wanted to practice. I mean, that's her. She's real quick like that. She's like, I might need to one day. I'm like, okay, but you don't right now. Put your feet down.
Well,
she's pretty good at it.
This guy, too, swiping on the screen is in first class, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Baller.
What? That's weird. He probably just thinks I'm first class.
He's probably like, I'm fancy dance. Who cares? Yeah. My feet are cleaner than everybody else's. All right, what else, Amy?
So, speaking of flying, a grandma was stopped at a New York City airport with a loaded gun. Yeah, she was from North Carolina, loaded gun in her bag. TSA picked it up. She said she didn't know that there was a loaded gun in her bag, but there was a bullet in the chamber ready to fire. I mean, I believe
her.
How
old?
I believe that she didn't know. It just describes her as grandma.
Yeah, grandma can be pretty young.
You know where you got to take me, Ma, if this starts happening.
Right. Yeah.
To the old folks home. Yeah.
You got to take me, Ma, to the old folks home.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Man, so everything was ready for this kid's birthday party. I mean, turning 6 years old, having an amazing party, waiting for everybody to show up. And then his house caught on fire.
Oh,
and he
wow.
had to watch his home go up in flames. The family lost everything, including all the presents for him. But firefighters from Buffalo Fire Department's Engine 33 helped make it up to him by throwing him a party a couple of days later. They had cake, toys. He was even named an honorary member of Engine 33
wow.
and was invited to come to the fire station anytime he wants. Yeah, that's rough, but... fire department came through.
That's a good story. And he'll probably end up wanting to be a firefighter. It's sick, just
yeah.
still super impressionable.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But that's a great story. Good for them. That stinks, his house burnt up.
I know.
But good for them for throwing a party. That party's probably better anyway.
Yeah.
That then he was going to have.
Yeah, then that other party yeah. before his house went up in flames. No.
Was that going to be a Fortnite party? Who cares? Yeah. It's a firefighter party. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting. America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come,
Bobby. Time for the morning corny, except on Thursdays, we try to figure it out. It's the investigative corny, and here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you get if you boil a funny bone?
What do you get if you boil a funny bone?
So, okay.
Broth, bone broth.
Oh.
Funny
boil.
Bone.
Boil.
So it's going to be hot. Boil a funny bone. Wishbone?
Laughing stock.
Oh. Oh.
Bubbling with laughter.
That's got to be it's got to be laughing stock.
Yeah,
right?
It's got to be
like
laughing stock. Because you boil stock.
Yeah, it's got to be laughing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like the stock. You know what stock
I don't know
is.
What a stock is.
It's like a soup.
Huh.
But what does that have to do with a funny bone?
Well, you put the funny bone in there, you boil it, and it's the laughing stock.
I think we're committed
to that.
That's it. All right, Amy, go ahead, hit us with that question.
The morning corny.
What do you get if you boil a funny bone?
What do you get if you boil a funny bone?
Laughing stock.
Thank you very much.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
Good job.
That's very much a grandma joke, though.
Way to go, though.
I only know stock from my grandma.
Yes, and you get stock by boiling the bone.
It's humorous.
All right, Eddie, hit it.
All right, boys. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Hey, we got that one. Feeling pretty good.
Woo.
I was in my yard yesterday with my dog, and my dog's so small, I got to kind of watch him because if I lose him in my sight, he doesn't run away, but he just hides under things. He's like 9 inches tall. And so I'm with my dog, and I see a cop driving by, and he turns in my yard. And then he's driving my driveway coming right at me. And I'm like, what is going on?
Uh-oh.
Cops don't bother me. I don't bother them. I just got respect for them. But I don't try to get in their business. And I'm like, the cop's pulling up. And a cop pulls right up to me and rolls his window down in my yard, in my house. And I'm going, what did I get framed for? Like, in my mind, I'm like, because we've been talking about some of this stuff. Like, what happened? Who framed me? And he rolls the window down and goes, hey, big fan. Just want to stop by and tell you I'm...
No way.
He's like, I've worked here for like 17 years. Haven't seen you out. He goes, you're not here a lot, huh? And I'm like, no, I travel a lot. He goes, hey, we'll be sure to watch what's going on with you.
Wow.
It was he was so super nice. Kind.
And were you like...
The whole time he was coming near me, I was like, what did I do? What did I not know I did? This is what I thought too. I was like, did the cameras catch me on my hand, not on hands free, like holding my phone?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because now there's a hands free law. So now they're like coming to take us out of our. But no, he just stopped by and was like, hey, and like met the dog. And
well, that's cool. And good to know that you have extra eyes.
Yeah.
On your house.
Yeah.
Especially if you're gone.
That was the thing. He's like, you gone a lot? And I was like, yeah, I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, we'll be sure to. And I said, hey, I have a dog walker that comes at 1 a.m. every day. And he goes, oh, it's good you told me that. Because, you know, people going to the people's houses at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's suspicious.
That's kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
But my dog walker came again this morning.
Did you notice her?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Did not. And we have a thing where she comes and she emails me right before she comes in. And then she emails me when she puts the dog away.
Okay.
Because two things happen. One, I don't wake up and go, I wonder if the dog got out of the cage. Like, I wonder if he got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because she sent me a receipt.
There's an email.
And then two, I know how long she was there because she sends an email before she gets there and when she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was getting hassled yesterday. I did the Doug Gottlieb show, which is a national sports show.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I did a national sports show on Fox Sports Radio. So I go on and we're talking sports, and I own a football team in this new league that's called the Fan Control Football League that happens in the winter. And so we're talking about that, and he's asking me about my dog. And I say, hey, he's got a tiny bladder. So I have to let him out every 4 hours. And this is me kind of getting lectured yesterday from Doug Gottlieb on Fox Sports.
You got to crate train this dog and cut out the midnight wake-ups. They can absolutely, they'll cry.
No, I'm crate training him. I'm already, what are you talking? He's in a crate, but
why are you taking him out of the crate at 1 a.m?
Because he can only hold it for 4 hours or his bladder will explode.
His bladder will not explode. You got to toughen up, dude. If you're going to, like, listen, it's like everything with raising kids. It's not the kids, it's the parent. This is a parenting issue, Bobby.
I know, and listen, I know how rich you are. As soon as he goes down, I'm going to hit you up, and I'll send you the invoice.
That was me getting lectured about I'm being parent-shamed on national radio.
That doesn't feel good, does it?
No, it stinks. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do a fun show with a guy I like. He's hassling me.
Well, so who's right? I mean, should you be toughening up your dog? Or are you raising like a
He's 10
a wimp?
Weeks old.
Oh.
Like, Boo-Boo needs a pee every 4 hours.
Okay.
We're all right. I'm being a loving parent.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like with this dog, I'm his parent more than I did my last dog. My last dog, I felt like I was his brother.
Yeah.
Because I got him young 20s.
Right, and now you're older.
Yeah.
You're responsible for so much.
I know.
Now you put a roof over his head.
I do, I know. Did they take his Instagram down? Do we know?
Not yet.
They didn't?
They're working on it, though.
Someone is doing a... Instagram account as my dog is not me. So, yeah, saw that. I did yoga yesterday for the first time in a long time.
Oh, nice.
I'd worked out like 6 or 7 days in a row. My body just needed a break.
Yeah.
So I went and did an hour yoga class.
Oh, good.
It was all right.
Any girls?
No, not really. So I took my shirt off in class.
Okay.
Because.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just watched the mirror the whole time. Would have my shirt off to see how far my gut's poking out.
Oh, my gosh.
I do.
Which is not.
But I'm being honest. I'm being vulnerable here.
Okay. Oh, Bevo, it's a safe space.
Yes. And I'm like looking to the side going, I need to drop about 2 more pounds.
Okay.
But I did. I went to yoga. It was good. Had a good day.
Now you're making me want to go do yoga. Are you sore today?
Mm-mm.
Whenever I do it and I haven't done it in a while,
I had a great teacher though.
Oh.
She was tough.
She's single?
No. I mean, I don't know. She's older.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, you like older.
No, I don't. I think Martha Stewart is hot because she's so powerful, not because of how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play Blanco Brown, the Get Up, here on the Bobby Bone Show. I do have a bunch of calls, too, about overrated. We'll get to those,
too.
I totally got lost. I was so excited to tell my police officer story because the dude was awesome. Just drove in my yard. And then also how paranoid I am. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to the big house. I put my hands on my back as soon as he started driving in. I laid on. I was like, take me, officer.
You're like already calling a lawyer and there's like nothing.
He's like, yo, man. He's trying to say hello.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A veteran in Michigan is finally getting a rite of passage that he missed as a teen because of the Vietnam War. Paul Masters enlisted in the U.S. Navy Reserve in the spring of 1965. It was his senior year at Battle Creek Central High School. That fall, he was deployed to Vietnam, where he would serve for a couple years. He left for the war and was unable to finish his high school degree. He was less than a credit short.
Oh, wow.
A few months ago, he's like, hey, it's me. Remember me from 1965? And they were like, we do. So he goes back and he got his diploma. Isn't that cool?
Love it.
He went, and 54 years later, he got to walk down and do the whole graduation thing. So that's a really cool story. Which, speaking of that, Lunchbox hasn't graduated college. And it's not that it matters if you graduate college or not, but he's one class short.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Like, to me, that's where I would just kind of be annoyed.
Yeah. That's where I was, and I couldn't handle anymore. So I just went and completed the 3 hours. Well, via correspondence, but...
And I don't even think everybody needs to go to college.
Right. But I just wanted the actual diploma. Because when I walked across the stage, my tube was empty. They let me walk. Because it was on the basis that I was completing a 3-hour class.
Empty tube.
And then once I got
college.
Once I
empty tube.
Once I walked, did you get to walk, Lunchbox?
Oh, I walked. See? I hugged the president of the university and I got a little thing on the other side and I opened it up and it says, this is not a real diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big mistake they let us do, walk without the actual diploma, because then you're like, I walked. I have pictures of me walking. I graduated.
Yep, I got a picture of my cap and gown with my family, my roommates. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, but you should do it.
I'm good.
Okay. 3 hours short. That's it. One class.
Yep. I don't have time to go back to class. I'm bad now.
My Aggie ring says class of 2003. Well, somebody stole it, so I don't have any more. But that's my class, 2003. But my diploma says 2008. But I always used to think, like, if I just erase half of the 8, it'll look like a 3. Like, I could doctor it. Because I was so embarrassed. Now I don't care. But when I first was going through this, I was really embarrassed. I was like, how can I make my diploma look like it's 2003?
Well, I'm proud of you that you went back.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, we had a call asking about Lunchbox's baby. They just hung up. Well, I'll ask. What happened with the baby and the baby's birthday last night?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we celebrated in style. We sang happy birthday, put a little hat on him in number one, and we looked at pictures, like, from when he was born to now and how much he's changed. We fed him a cupcake, and I gave him a bath, and I read him a book, and it's called On the Night You Were Born, and it talks about how the polar bears danced. And then I said, I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, Dad.
He's one.
Yeah, I know. But he looked at me. He said, Dad.
He said?
Yeah,
with his eyes.
With his eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He looked at me. He said, Dad, I know you're the best dad in the world. And you love me a lot. And today's my birthday. And for my birthday, I want you to head to the soccer field. And I want you to take it to the opponent and show no mercy and score lots of goals and get that W. And I mean, if my son tells me that, I can't.
With his eyes.
Yeah, with his eyes. Yeah. I cannot deny him that. It's his birthday wish.
So what did your wife say about you going to the soccer game and not staying home with the baby?
She was a little disappointed, but she was okay with it because my son said it, and we did all the birthday festivities. It's not like it's an hour, 2 hour long birthday. I mean, he's one. It was a 15 minute thing. He ate a cupcake and smashed it all on the table and got it all over his face, and it was great. And what was great is he wore the hat. And he let us take pictures of him, no problem. Usually kids are ripping the hat off. We put that little cone hat that has one on there. And he just sat there and posed for pictures like a model.
How'd you play in the soccer game? Did you make his dreams come true and dominate and win?
I didn't play that great. I didn't score any goals. This goalie, I don't know how they blocked two of my shots, but I did have an assist, and we did win 4-1. So I got the win, and I went home, and I was going to wake him up and tell him, but I just figured I'll tell him today, hey, I made your dream come true. We won, and I showed no mercy. Mm-hmm.
There you go. A lot of listeners were asking what happened last night.
Yeah, so I was waiting.
He went to play soccer. His wife had asked him not to.
Right. So, I mean, obviously you made your son happy, but what about your wife?
My wife was asleep when I got home. So I don't know if she was happy or not. We'll find out today. But look.
What a tease.
We're good.
After the break, we'll find out if my wife's angry.
I mean, she still slept in the same bed as me, so she can't be that mad.
We were talking earlier about things that are overrated, and we did a draft. The three things that I drafted were prom, the beach, and bacon. Like, I picked those three things. Amy, what were your three things you ended up picking as overrated?
New Year's Eve,
yeah.
Diamonds, and Facebook.
So, and you can go over to BobbyBones.com and see all the things. We did like a snake draft, but a lot of listeners want to share what they think are overrated. Let's go to Joseph in Texas. Joseph, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What do you think is overrated?
Gender reveals.
overrated.
You don't like those?
No. I mean, I think, you know, just recently is when they started becoming a thing. But I have an 11-year-old, and there was no gender reveal. It was just, hey, I'm having a boy.
Sounds like you're angry. Sounds like you're angry you just didn't get one.
You missed out.
No, because I have a 2-year-old. I mean, I have a 2-year-old. And they're like, oh, you're going to throw a party? We're going to do this damn thing? I'm like, no, it's a girl.
It's hard for me to hate on a gender reveal, though, because I haven't done one. And you know what? I think they're kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah. Oh.
And then I'll watch dad's faces have to fake it that they're happy when that pink comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think dads do end up loving when they have daughters.
Yes.
But I think at first, every guy is just more comfortable with having a boy because we only know how to raise us, and men are dumb. We're like, the only know how to raise is than one of me.
Right.
So if you've never had a kid and you do a gender reveal and you get pink, I just can't imagine the dad being like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
That being said, I have friends that are dads of daughters who are like, it's the greatest thing to ever happen to me. But that instant, because we're scared. We're scared of girls our whole life. Dating them, marrying them, having them. We live a whole life scared of women. And the gender reveal, hard for me to say overrated because I haven't done it, but I do like watching them.
I know. Me too. I always wanted to do one. I didn't get to, but so I'll go to them. I think they're awesome.
Joseph, thank you, bud. Appreciate that call.
Thanks.
Like, but honestly, just a little bit better, huh? Yeah, cool. All right. Kelsey in Wisconsin, what do you think is overrated? Thanks for coming on the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey. So this is very unpopular opinion, I'm sure, but deep fried food, I think they're super overrated.
Like, I like the taste of deep fried food.
Yeah.
I think it all tastes the same, though.
You mean like deep frying things like an Oreo?
Yeah. Like, okay. You deep fry anything, and I feel like it all just tastes like the same thing. It's all just deep fried taste.
I definitely think you're onto something there, but I think part of getting something that's stupidly deep fried,
mm-hmm.
like let's
like
say,
fair.
Right, is that you're getting something ridiculous. Like, wow, check it out. I'm eating a deep fried seahorse covered in Jolly Rancher. Well, part of the appeal is that it's absolutely ludicrous that that's being deep fried. And some people I've seen, I'm like,
deep fried ice cream.
Sure.
It's crazy.
I mean,
so
that's
you gotta
old.
Try it.
That's Amy's like, you'll never believe it. Yeah, that's been happening for a long time.
Well, I know, but isn't it crazy how they can? Mm-hmm. It's fascinating.
How does it not melt? I don't get it.
That's what she's talking about.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of things though. Like, I don't get
Science.
How TVs work.
Yeah, I don't know how we're on the radio right now.
I don't get a lot of things. So if I start,
I know.
Hating on things I don't get, I'm gonna hate on everything.
Like, oh man, even like the fact that we can mail something. This is something I was thinking about the other day.
Mail.
Like,
Yeah, it's baffling.
But do you understand the mail system? We just take for granted all the things that have been done for us our entire life.
Right.
Like when the first Pony Express.
Oh, I saw the
happened,
movie. It was on a horse.
I bet their mind was blown.
Right.
Can you imagine? It would only take 13 days to get a letter to someone in the next state. That would be crazy.
We can mail stuff. Oh, I mean, there's overnight while we're sleeping, there's like FedEx and UPS airplanes just flying all over the place. Yeah. Like the logistics of that. Blows my mind when I really think about it. I'm like, I don't know how they do it.
Apps.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. We don't know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
No, it blows my mind how many planes are in the air and they don't run into each other.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It just shows you how big the airspace is.
I was talking to your husband about that because Amy's husband's a pilot. And I was like, hey, how come planes just don't crash into each other? He said at one point it was just free air. People were just flying. There was no up, down. There was just so much air that people were just flying.
What? That sounds crazy.
Not because, now, because now they know.
Well, I know, but what was he referring to when the Wright brothers started or what? Like, that just seems like, how would you even know if it's safe to go? Because literally.
I think planes hit each other. And
yes.
They're like, we gotta stop this.
Because I fly with him sometimes and I sit in the co-captain seat. And I mean, that windshield is right there and you're in a cloud for a while and you cannot see anything. And you're just trusting that when you're flying through that cloud that there's nothing else in your way.
So.
I mean, now there's radars and you can see. But I mean,
on
if you didn't have that.
I was trying to talk to Ray, and I just talked on the microphone. Listen, we're still learning a new studio here.
Bobby was really into what I was saying.
No, he was. Amy, he said what he said.
I was like, let's move the song so you can keep talking.
Yeah, your story was so good.
I didn't even hear what you said. I thought you were like, wrap her up.
Kimberly in Alabama, you're on the show. How are you, Kimberly? Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, Bobby. I think that big weddings are overrated.
Again, I haven't had a wedding, so it's tough for me to actually go. Yeah, I think if I ever meet anybody and we get married, I'm just going to let her decide. I can't imagine spending the kind of money they say you spend on an average wedding.
But have you ever been a guest at a big, fancy, awesome, expensive wedding? kind of awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
You just get invited and you get to enjoy everything and they pay for everything. Now, I personally wouldn't. That's overrated to me. Like, I wouldn't want that as my wedding, but I'll be a guest.
I'm going to talk to Ray. I'm going to try a button because we're on the air.
Okay.
Just we'll see if the listeners can hear me. Hey, Ray, Amy's awesome. We'd be sure to tell her after the show. She's very awesome.
Yeah, for right, sure. Cool. Yeah.
Could you guys hear that?
Nope.
Yeah,
we
heard that.
What'd you say? No. Say it again.
Well, I'm really going to try.
Can you guys hear me now?
No. Okay. Now you're gone.
Now it works? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Ray, can you hear me? Can you hear me though when I do that?
Yes, I heard you.
All right. Hey, you can watch our show, by the way, on Facebook and on YouTube. Just go to Bobby Bone Show. This whole thing is live. We're now doing a show for radio and for you guys to watch, too. And so the last few days, we've been kind of learning our new studio.
Oh, what'd you say we are now?
You did get angry for no reason because I was literally listening to your story, okay, wanting you to keep talking.
Thank you.
And I was like, hey, Ray, you can drop the song down mm-hmm. that we're going to play so Amy can finish her story.
I had no idea. My bad. What are we again? We're now a multimedia show, or what'd you call us the other day?
Who knows? I just say stuff sometimes. Oh. Sometimes I just say words. We did get an offer from a TV network to put this whole show on TV.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to own all the video, and I was like, eh. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll get more people watching us on YouTube and on Facebook. Yeah. Yes, we are. Ray, Amy can't hear me, but I just want to say she's doing a great job today. If you'll, like, shelve this for her, this is a real fantastic show.
All right.
All right, I'm back, Amy.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Here's my button like that.
Does Amy have a button where she can talk to you or no?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, but that was on the air, though.
No, right here. Hold on. Can you just hear me, Ray? Robbie's a butthead.
That was on the air. Oh.
She knows. She's doing
Ray,
a bit.
I don't have a button.
No one's used to Amy just doing improv. So Ray's like, no, Amy.
And Ray fell for it.
All right. Let me say this. We have a new version of Old Folks Home from the Raging Idiots. We played one yesterday.
Another one?
Well,
we already changed it up.
We did.
It's the same,
controversy,
but different.
Or what?
No, we've added to it.
Oh.
New mix. We've added a lyric. We'll play it for you. If you haven't heard the new Raging Idiots song, we'll play that coming up next. And by the way, Eddie and I will be in Denver tomorrow night and Chicago next Friday night. RagingIdiots.com if you want to come to our comedy and music show. Gonna take a call from Lisa in Oklahoma. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Bobby Bone Show.
Hi.
What's happening?
Thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you every single morning. And I heard you say when you guys were going to be airing the Family Feud show, but I couldn't hear what you said. So what was it, Sunday?
This Sunday night on ABC, I believe at 8, 7 Central, the Bobby Bones Show team takes on the Brooklyn Decker, Andy Roddick team in Celebrity Family Feud. And our team is me, Amy Lunchbox, John Party, and Lauren Elena. And that happens Sunday night. I can't say much else about
Yay.
It. So thank you
I'm
for asking.
I'm so excited to watch it. Yeah, I watched Dancing with the Stars too, and I never watched that show, but you were amazing. And I just really love the inspiration that you guys give to us every single morning. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
You know, they haven't invited me back to the premiere of Dancing with the Stars yet.
Oh, well, I mean, there's still time.
It's September.
Yeah, there's still time.
I just wonder if my controversial win has soured them on me.
Yeah. Like, ugh.
Him again.
I'm sure you're going to be invited. I wouldn't worry about it.
All right.
The reigning champ has to be
That's
there.
That's what I would think, too.
Right. That makes sense.
Just for our listeners. Like, I need to represent.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been invited yet. Let me go over and talk to Anthony in Pennsylvania. Anthony, thank you for calling the Bobby Bone Show. What's up, bud?
How you doing, guys? Just wanted to say you guys are reaching a wide network here. I'm from Pittsburgh. My wife and I are new listeners, but we really love the show. You guys are awesome, entertaining, got some comedy. I love it. We're starting to listen to your new tracks with the Raging Idiots, so boom. I want to say thank you. Shout out.
New tracks.
Our new tracks,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We just dropped some new tracks.
We just dropped a new hot joint.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm new to the show, new to everything, but I really appreciate it. You guys are really reaching a wide variety of people here, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate that. Have a good day, bud.
Yeah, you too.
Instagram is now hiding like counts in Australia, Canada, and 5 other countries. Hey, Morgan, number 2, are they doing this in America at all yet?
They haven't, at least that I've seen on any testing.
They should. I would love for them to hide like counts. I think Instagram should be about showing what you got, and let's not worry about the popularity of it.
Right.
And if people don't like you, they'll just stop following you.
Yeah. I mean, people just... Do we just take away... If you're not showing the like count, does it matter? Do you have to even like it?
Oh, so now you're thinking about you. Yeah, because I'll still see it. Yeah, like, I would still see the likes, right? Morgan number two, is that what you're reading?
I would imagine so.
Oh,
yeah.
So you as the account, but it's just not on display for your followers.
Right. So you're not,
and so you're not worried about it. Like, especially if you're a young person, like, this is a big deal for like high school kids.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Instagram is now hiding like counts in a bunch of places. The design change means that account owners could see how many likes they have, but nobody else will be able to tell. And they're doing it in Japan, Ireland, Brazil, New Zealand, Australia. Starting July 18th, which is actually today, they are all disappearing. I would love to see it for a bit and see how it works. I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Quote, we hope this test will remove the pressure of how many likes a post will receive so you can focus on sharing things you love, not sharing things that people will like.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference. So, well, I put a picture of my dog up on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 likes. I put a picture of me enjoying life. One like.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm, your dog's pretty cute.
Nobody cares. My Instagram's Mr. Bobby Bones if you want to check that out. A guy in Kentucky went to the optometrist because he had something stuck in his eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there's something up. I can't get it out. Turns out it was a tick.
No way. In his eyeball?
In his eye.
That's so gross.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
He thought it was sawdust.
Mm-mm.
And he could not wash it out. And he's like, I don't know what the deal is. So he goes to the eye doctor. Here's him talking about it.
Really didn't think nothing of it. Think it was sawdust or something like that. And then when the doctor finally come in, he was looking at it. He said, well, I know what's in your eye. He said, it's a tick. And that's when I got scared a little bit. Once he grabbed a hold of it and pulled it off, the tick made the, like a little popping sound when it come off my eye.
Ugh. It had latched on to his eye.
I was reading a story yesterday about how the government used to use ticks as a weapon.
Huh?
Like how?
Like a biochemical weapon. They use tick. Yeah. Listen, government's doing a lot of stuff.
But where?
It's like the Face app. Everybody's downloading.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the government yesterday go, hey, don't use this. To everyone who's running for office, don't use this. If you put this on your phone, they have access to every one of your pictures.
Oh, that's crazy.
And not that other people don't have access to your pictures, too. We allow that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, this is a specifically Russian app that they built probably just for this. That was the whole story yesterday. Like, one of the senators was like, do not put it on your phone.
Did everyone here on the show, did they delete theirs?
Oh, I deleted after Bobby talked about it yesterday. He scared me like a parent lecturing a kid. I was like, dang it, I made a bad decision.
Well, they already got you.
They already got, even if you delete it.
Lifelock.com.
I limited the damage.
Lifelock.com, promo code Bones. Save you from that Russia hacking.
Bones. Check. Bobby Bones Show.
Amy has a podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. And all four things you talk about this week, Trisha Yearwood talks with you, right?
Yeah, she does the entire episode with me, so it was super cool.
So I want to play a little bit of it because it's pretty good. Talk me through this first clip.
Well, she was talking about how she lost her dad right when she was marrying Garth, and it almost caused her to call off the wedding at that time.
Oh, wow. Here's this clip.
Actually, I wanted to call the wedding off. I wanted to move. I wanted to wait.
Oh, wow.
Because my dad had passed in late September, and we were getting married December 10th. And Garth was like, your dad was so happy and excited, and I think we should keep it and do it. And I'm so glad we did because, you know, I was just worried about, like, my mom and my, I just thought, I don't know, I didn't want to be working on a wedding dress. I just didn't want to do anything when my dad passed.
Yeah. Wow. I just thought it was good, like, encouragement to, like, you got to keep, even through loss, though it's hard, like, you know, your loved ones that are passing, they don't want you to stop your life.
What else you guys talk about?
She said she still grocery shops. Like, she goes to the grocery store.
Yeah, but you see country artists at the grocery store all the time.
I know, but Trisha and Garth, she said Garth goes through the drive-thru at places. He does the dishes.
Can you imagine? You're at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I would flip.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, what? Because you wouldn't probably know unless he sings into the speaker.
Sometimes late at night, I like to get me a Starbucks.
But when he walks away, you're probably like, hey, I think that was Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
So here she is talking about grocery shopping. Here you go.
It's like, I don't want somebody else doing my grocery shopping for me. I like to go to the grocery store and get it done. I don't always, and you know, I don't always love it, but it's a necessity. So I've always done those things for myself. And I remember being asked one time years ago, somebody recognized me in the grocery store and was like, can't believe you do your own shopping. And I'm like, well, how's her going to eat? Like, it's like, yeah. Like, this is what we're going to have to do.
Check out this podcast. It's called Four Things with Amy Brown. Wherever you listen to your podcast, Trisha Yearwood is the guest, and she does all four things with Amy. So it's a really fantastic podcast, and I don't know what you're doing in the afternoon, but if you're not listening to the show, check out Four Things with Amy Brown.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome. Today I have Mike Dungan on, who's running a record label, and he's gonna. We'll talk about that. He's coming to the house like this afternoon. We'll have it up tonight. Search for the Bobby Cast to hear that. Amy says that a man came up and just started tickling her son.
Mm-hmm. What on earth?
True story.
No way.
No, and my husband and I were like, well, I mean, they were talking.
Where were you?
At a restaurant. And Stevenson's super friendly, will talk to people. Next thing we know, we look over and he's like giggling with this man at the restaurant that's like, we're sitting close to the hostess stand. And he's, I guess, waiting for his table or whatever. And next thing I know, I hear Stevenson giggling, like, uncontrollably, and this man is tickling him. And I think that Ben and I, my husband and I, looked at him in such a way that we were like, what's happening? And he looked at us, he goes, I have three kids. Like, they love this. It's fine. I'm like, I don't care how many kids you have. That does not make it okay for you to tickle somebody else's kid. Complete stranger.
Did you say anything to him?
No. I'm saying it now.
He's not listening.
I mean, he might be. I don't know. It was so weird.
What
it
kind
was
of restaurant
so weird.
Were you in?
Kind of a nice one. I mean, like a American ticket. I mean, I don't know. Like,
not like tickle cuisine?
No. Like, let's say, I don't know how to describe restaurants, but like a piece of salmon's like, you know, $20-something dollars, that kind. Yeah.
So what'd the guy look like? What celebrity? So I can picture it.
Older, probably 55, 60 maybe. Maybe not quite 60. 55. Balding-ish.
What celebrity?
I
You can literally say anyone and we'll just picture it and move on.
Oh, George Costanza? Yeah.
Now I'm picturing George Costanza.
But a little bit taller.
Yeah.
Taller. And, yeah, it just was awkward. And I just wanted to let people know, like, I get that maybe you love kids and you're comfortable with kids, but...
Only do that with your kids?
Right. I mean, but literally, I don't think I could hide it from my face. So I think that's why he offered that explanation of like, it's okay, I have three kids. But like, I don't care. I don't care how many kids you have. Don't touch mine.
Speaking of kids, Lunchbox got mad at his wife because she bought your kid a present.
Yeah, we had decided that we weren't going to do presents because he's one and he has toys at the house that he hadn't even used yet because they weren't age appropriate or whatever. They were too sophisticated for a five-month-old. So she shows up from work yesterday with a present. Two baby box from mom. And I'm like, excuse me, what happened to no presents? So then I look like the bad dad. Luckily, he's not going to remember, but I'm going to remember that she went behind my back and put that knife and said, you know what? I'm going to get a present. She got a present for him.
Is that why she's the favorite parent?
I mean,
I don't know. Is she the favorite parent?
Probably not. She's more the, because I'm more fun. She, like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Me, I'm like, Go ahead. Just do it. You'll learn. You'll hit your head and you'll find out that you're not supposed to go in there.
In where?
Well, wherever.
Yeah, where? Where's this baby? Well,
get in the dryer, kid.
Like, I mean,
you'll learn after the first spin cycle.
Like, I let him hit his head on the toilet the other day because he went and tried to play in the toilet. And my wife's like, don't go in the bathroom. I'm like,
I mean, you probably shouldn't. Like, it's germy in there.
Well, here's the problem. I was going to the bathroom and I had closed the door. I was sitting on the toilet and I closed the door and he crawls over the door and he starts hitting on it. And he's laughing, but then he starts crying. So I got to open it up. And he comes in there and then he uses the bathtub to stand up and he bends over to pick something up. And he doesn't hold on to anything and he goes forward and boom, right into the side of the toilet.
I mean, what do you got? Like a ha ha.
And he has a big old bruise right on his forehead.
That's
so
what
I mean,
you get, kid. You'll learn.
You'll learn. All right, to the dryer. He's just teaching him everything one at a time. The Bobby Bones Show. A woman in New Jersey was leaving a car wash Tuesday, and she did the old oops where she hit the gas pedal instead of the brakes, and she drove straight into a river.
Oh, no.
Her daughter was in the car with her. They're both okay. They can laugh about it now. The driver hit the gas instead of the brakes after leaving the car wash. Video captured the SUV pulling out, and then wham, boom, right into it.
Whoosh.
This sounds like something that happened to you.
Or not.
You ever confused the brake and the gas?
Not that I know of. If I have, it's been for like just the tiniest second.
So the answer is yes.
So like, I caught myself. It's fine.
She went from making me feel bad to me going, okay.
No, I think my situation that's similar to that, but not quite that, is more so I think the car is in reverse and it's in drive. Like, it's not that I'm switching up the brake and the accelerator. It's that it's reverse and drive.
Do you ever do the thing where you're sitting at a light, where you're sitting somewhere and or even parked, and cars around you start going, so you feel like you're in reverse, and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm going backwards. You guys ever do that?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. Sorry, man.
I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting there, but I see cars going forward.
Right.
And so I think I'm going backward. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I'm the nut.
Sometimes I'm at a light and I feel like I've gone too far across the line and people aren't going to be able to walk. Mm-hmm. So I want to back up. So I put my car in reverse and I back up. And then I keep it on reverse. And when the light turns green.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's happened.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Everything's fine.
Have you ever backed into a car?
No, I've rear-ended a car a little bit.
At the beginning of the segment, Amy was shaming me a bit for going, have you ever done this?
It was such a tap. It was like, tap, tap. I was just seeing if they were awake.
You know what's funny is when you pull up, you talk about pulling a little too far,
mm-hmm.
and then people have to walk around you.
Yeah.
And people will give you the dirtiest looks if they got to walk 3 feet around
right.
your car.
And
they've never done that,
right.
though. We've
so
all
annoying.
Made bonehead decisions while driving. That's why when people make bonehead decisions in front of me, I go, you know what? I've done that too. The old famous people pull out in the middle and they can't get all the way through and then the light turns green and they're just, and I've done it where I'm sitting in the middle. And so I don't look up at anyone.
It's awkward.
I just keep my eyes down the whole time.
No eye contact.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But, and so when people do that now and they pull out in the middle and they can't get through, I'm like, you know what? I've been there. I don't think you're a bad driver. Mm-hmm. I think you had a bad moment.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you have a lot of bad moments.
No, I've been driving for how many years? 22 years. So things happen.
You would think you'd get better.
Yeah.
Well, I'm giving you examples. Like when I rear-ended some cars, I was...
Cars. Now it's multiple. Guys, this is all escalating as it's going.
It was, but they were parked. Again, nothing.
They were parked cars.
Again, we're stopped. Uh-huh. It's not like I hit, y'all act like I have like moving accidents, like on the highway. I don't. It's always pretty like less than 1 mile an hour situations. Always.
You hit multiple cars?
When I was 16, that's what I was going to say. When I was in high school, yes, I had to sit in bumper to bumper traffic on I-35. One time I was eating my jelly toast on my way to school because I was in a hurry. And I got distracted by eating, and I did. I hit the car in front of me, and I threw that toast in my console so fast because I did not want them to, like, think I hit them because I was eating.
Oh, man.
What's his jelly toast? Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today. You know, Netflix, for the first time in, I think, 7 or 8 years, lost subscribers. That was the big story yesterday.
Wow.
That's interesting.
They think partially because of... price increase, and then they go, you know, it's probably just the shows we're putting out, kind of. And so, for the first time, Netflix goes down since 2011.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Yeah. And what's crazy, I couldn't even tell you how much I'm paying for that. I don't even remember what the increase was.
It was just a couple of dollars.
I think like $2 or $3.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Netflix has a difficult road ahead with looming competition and the removal of popular content. You know, because The Office and Friends... all the Marvel stuff's going to Disney Plus. It's just opening up a bit. Netflix is still going to be king dingling for a while. Like, don't be fooled.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be the only dingling, which is how I prefer it. You know?
Kind of the way the world works anyway.
Yeah. So I did see that. The shares plunged yesterday, whatever that means. I was like, when people were like, but the stock market's doing so great. And I'm like, if you got stocks, who got stocks? That's the deal. We're done today. Amy, what's going on?
I'm probably going to watch some Netflix.
There you go. Can I raise that stock price again?
I know. I'm so into Friends on Netflix right now. Like, I don't know why. If it's because, like, I know it's not going to be there one day, but yeah. I'm watching that. I've got a boot camp workout, so just going to do that and then hang out with the kids. What about you?
I have an interview with TV Insider today.
About?
Going on the Family Feud on...
Oh, yeah, Sunday.
On Sunday night?
Yeah.
And I'm doing a Bobby cast with Mike Dungan, who runs a really large record label here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll go up today, right, Mike D? So we finish it? And we have our last rehearsal for the Raging Idiots tonight because our show's tomorrow night in Denver, the first show. We got a lot of new songs, a lot of new comedy, so we're going to go and practice it and actually do the show in a space that we've rented.
Yeah.
So it's not just like at my house. Like
right.
We've had to rent a space.
Real rehearsal.
And rehearsals cost money.
Yeah.
It's what stinks.
Well,
like,
I mean,
let's do it for free.
Yeah, they don't care about us.
Yeah, they just let it...
They want to make that money. It's weird.
Yeah. So, doing that tonight. And then tomorrow, Billy Ray Cyrus in studio. He'll be here Central Time. What, 7:15? Yeah. Yeah, there we go. So, Billy Ray Cyrus tomorrow in studio. There we go. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Friday's Bobby Bones Show. Have a good day. Bye, everybody.